To be perfectly honest with you, Jesus said some odd things. Really, from our human perspective, they often appear completely 180 degrees the wrong way round. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus did say the strangest things. Try this one on for size, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. He said, "Don't save treasures for yourselves here on earth. Moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break into your house and steal them. Instead, save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them. Your heart will be where your treasure is." Now, let's translate that into modern parlance. Where your wallet is, or where your purse is, there your heart will also be. Okay, so I've brought it into the 21st century somewhat, but you get the drift. Now, when you read that and when you think about it for just a moment, it's easy to come to the conclusion that he had that the wrong way round. Surely the money follows your heart, right? I mean, that'd make sense. But that's not what Jesus said. He turned it around and he said that your heart follows your wallet. They're connected. So keep spending on your own self-gratification. Keep stashing it all away for a comfortable retirement. And just guess where your heart's going to end up. So what's the answer? Well, he gives it to us in the very same breath. Start living your life sacrificially with the aim of storing up treasures in heaven. In other words, get focused on serving God and other people. Do that, and two things happen. First, obviously, you end up with treasures in heaven. But second, not quite so obviously, the power that money has over you is broken. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever God's happened to bless you with, he means for those things not just to be a blessing to you, but for that blessing to overflow through you, out of you, to those around you. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.